Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Chrissy Hughes is with me here on the programme today because, Chrissy, you run the First Time Buyers Ireland Instagram account. How do you feel about the mortgage lender Nua Money now offering first time buyers up to five times their salary?
Hiya. So anyone trying to buy right now is probably going to have a bit of a reaction to this. On paper, five times income sounds like it could really help people. But the reality for most is it's not that simple. It could help a lot of buyers get over the line, especially where prices have moved faster than what people can borrow under the standard rules. For someone who's just short, that extra bit of borrowing power might make the difference. The bigger issue we have in Ireland is the supply. So we simply don't have enough homes. So if you increase what people can borrow without increasing supply, you can just push the prices up further and make things more competitive rather than more accessible. Nothing's really changed from a central bank point of view. The standard rule is still four times income. Lenders can make exemptions for a limited portion of their lending, and most banks might go to around four and a half income in those cases. So what Nua are doing now is saying that they're willing to go up to five times income within that same exemption bucket.
Like, it's not that long ago that the mortgage regulation stipulated you could actually only draw down three and a half times, three and a half times the salary. And there were only the few people that were able to avail of the four times exemption. And now we're talking about five times. Like, it nearly sounds like a return to the Celtic Tiger.
It does. And I'm not sure if it's a good move myself. It's not going to be a blanket change. It's not going to be available to everyone. The exemptions are usually for people with strong incomes, very stable jobs and clear ability to handle higher repayments. We don't know how conservative Nua are going to be in practice. The other side of it is the cost. Like, their rates are already very high. So while you might be able to borrow more, then you're also taking on higher mortgage repayments, and that could be hundreds more a month, which is a big difference for people already feeling stretched.
Because it's not like you can, Chrissy, stretch out the actual repayment period. I mean, like, the reality is here that, you know, most of our listeners that are drawing down mortgages are doing so much later in life, like, you know, late into their 30s, early 40s. They're already working now till 65 plus.
Exactly. And I feel like it's happening at a time when people are already dealing with the cost of living pressures. Interest rates are expected to rise a little bit further, and there's a lot of uncertainty with tech layoffs and global events. So, you know, it's not happening in isolation.
The problem with, well, not the problem, but I suppose with Nua Money doing this, do we now expect that other financial institutions will follow suit?
I'm not sure they will. There was an article in the Irish Independent this morning, and I think there was another broker that didn't want to be named, and they said it wasn't a good idea. So I think people aren't really on board with it at the moment. It's interesting. I'm interested to see where it goes, but I don't think people are on board with it just yet.
Yeah, well, we want to hear listener reaction to this today. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. But I suppose where some people might be concerned, Chrissy, is that, like, all this might do is just even drive house prices up even further.
Yeah, and people are already stretching themselves as it is to get on the ladder. So, you know, hearing you can borrow more can feel like a solution, but can add so much pressure to go further than you're comfortable with. For the right person, it might help, but I don't think it fixes the underlying issue, which is supply, and it doesn't change the importance of staying within what you can realistically afford.
What are you hearing from your own followers today on social media?
So I posted it in my group and I posted it on the Instagram page, and they're saying the same thing. You know, it feels like it's the Celtic Tiger again. They're not sure if it's actually going to help. They feel like the prices are going to go higher. I haven't heard much positive feedback so far, to be honest.
And what's your own experience? Because, I mean, you've been through the buying, I don't know, what would you call it, saga or hurdle?
The process.
Yeah.
So we bought first in 2017, and then we had two kids, so we needed a little bit of more space. So in 2024, we actually sold and bought, and we needed an exemption at that point. And I think we got 4.25%, and that was already, you know, we wouldn't have gone higher than that ourselves. So I can't imagine being offered five times. I don't think personally we would have gone for that if we were. But, like, it is, I would worry that someone might overstretch themselves with that.
Yeah, we'll hear from listener stories. 087 1400 106 is the number. Conor McGowan is the Managing Director of Finance Solutions. Conor is the country's biggest mortgage broker. What do you think of this?
Good afternoon, Andrea. So, look, I think there's a danger of over-sensationalising this. The fact of the matter is the prudential measures that are in place from the central bank have worked. They're probably the strictest prudential measures in the world when you look around to other jurisdictions. So they have worked. And the fact of the matter is that any of the lenders can lend up to can go over the 4% or the four times for up to 15% of their lending. You know, the fact of the matter is today that the two main pillar banks in Ireland can lend 4.5 times income and do, albeit not up to the 15%. They tend to be prudent around that. And if you look at the actual facts, it tends to be around 12% of lending goes above the exemption limits. So what NUR are doing today is a great headline. I think when you look at NUR, they're a fantastic addition to the market. The more lenders we have in the marketplace, the better for a competition point of view and from a consumer point of view. But it's not a, a drastic measure that is unheard of anywhere else. It's they've gone a little bit further than some of the other players, but also their criteria is quite niche. So there won't be a vast rush to new money to get five times income for people borrowing. And our experience is that, as I say, the prudential measures have worked really well.
So this is the central bank, this is the diktat that first-time buyers, that you still, you know, the fact you have to have the 10% deposit, you think that that safeguards against over-borrowing?
I think that's been proven in terms of what's happened with the crash, in terms of people's borrowing capacity and borrowing potential. And certainly the consumers that we work with on an individual basis, we advise them on an individual basis as to what's best for them. And certainly people aren't looking to overborrow or get themselves into any situation where they wouldn't be able to afford the repayment. So while I think it's a welcome piece of news, let's not over-sensationalise it and think that it's a return to the Celtic Tiger. I don't think it's by any means that direction.
And that's something that NUA Money as well actually have denied, that it would, you know, potentially lead to a return to kind of the Celtic Tiger era lending standards. I suppose the reality of this, Conor, is like when we see the bidding wars that take place, particularly when first-time buyers are trying to buy second and third-hand properties, I mean, like, it's that extra pot of money or cash that's required now to even be able to purchase in the first instance.
Yeah, look, I think what we say to our clients, Andrea, is we can't do an awful lot about the housing market or where bidding is done, et cetera. What you can do is put them in the best position possible to secure a mortgage that they can afford and still live. And that's really the ethos that we go with. So whether that's with NUA Money or with one of the other lenders, it would depend on their own circumstances. But the market is the market, unfortunately, as a mortgage broker. Mm. We can't control that.
Listener here says, anything that's going to help first-time buyers to get a property surely has to be a good thing. Barbara's with us on the line. Barbara, you're not actively looking to buy at the moment, but what's your reaction to this?
Well, two things. I think NUA Money have played a blinder in terms of getting themselves some very free publicity with kind of something a quite sensational and very emotive point in terms of getting your name out there as a mortgage lender. And I think to kind of be a, more of a Charles Dickens tale of caution, I would say, and let me be the ghost of Tiger's past here in terms of remembering how people were losing the run of themselves, borrowing more than they could afford. And that's how, what really caused that, the very crux, the crash in 2008. For any first-time buyers out there, my advice would be prudent. And try and factor in, not obviously buying your first home or it's such an emotive purchase. People can see a house, fall in love with it, imagine their lives there, and will want to kind of push all the boats out that they can. But what you don't want to do is lose that dream a few years down the road when you can't afford it anymore. Or if the world, as we know at the moment, is so volatile, we really don't know where things are going. So I would suggest, even if you can borrow, if you can borrow five times your mortgage, be prudent. Make sure you can factor in the unknown. So you could be a couple that maybe doesn't have a family yet, and suddenly, you know, kids come along. One person may have to give up work to be at home, and suddenly you might need an income. Can you still afford the house that you're looking to buy? And I lived in the UK for a long time. I think in Ireland we go from no house to South Fork, to the biggest house, to the four-bedroom, five-bedroom house, you know. Whereas in the UK, a lot of people will start off with, you know, a smaller house, and then as they so they grow or as they have a family, they move up the ladder, and they kind of help that first purchase may help them step onto the next purchase, the next purchase. So we don't we very much in Ireland tend to go for the not to, to the big house, the forever home. And, you know, it would be wonderful if there was more options in the middle that would help people get their first home and then something smaller and then be able to progress. I don't know if people have that in their mindset, though, to do that. But definitely make sure you factor in all of your costs, all of your potential future costs into your mortgage. And, you know, make sure that you can actually afford to take on a bigger mortgage, more so. I think 5 times your salary, really, for like if you have the capacity to borrow 5 times your salary, you probably don't need to be stressing yourself, if you know what I mean. So like most people don't really have that capacity. So I would say definitely be prudent. I think this is a great PR spin for new money to get some sensational headlines out there.
Well, I don't know if it's PR spin. I mean, if this is something that they're actually they're looking to bring in, I suppose it's been picked up today, you know, by media outlets across the country because of the fact it's the first time. I suppose the other side of this, and Conor McGowan, you're still with us listening to Barbara there. Like 5 times your salary, if there's a potential change or shift or increase in interest rates, is it likely to mean that first-time buyers would have to have a higher deposit in the first instance?
Well, I think, again, that's Andrea, where the advice piece comes in. So, you know, for instance, when we're advising clients, we would apply a 2% addition to their interest rates to cater for that any potential shock in interest rates. So, you know, it's about going through the process and making sure that you have enough income left over to be able to live. And that really is against no matter what time salary you're borrowing. So, you know, that's just being prudential. And I think that's the fact of the matter in Ireland today. You know, lenders have very strict criteria. We are, as a lending society, we are prudent in how much we allow people to borrow. So as we prevent, you know, mistakes of the past recurring. I think that's been proven out since the prudential measures came in.
Listener here says, I don't really understand the negative reaction to the extended lending. Surely it's down to individuals to manage their own finances. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you have to. Don't borrow more than you can afford, says this listener. What about you, Tracy? What's your reaction?
I don't know if people would remember what happened in the Celtic Tiger era and not go above what they can borrow, like. And I think it's not really an option for most people, most normal people on normal wages anyway. You know, it's only going to be those who have a very good income that can go for this option.
So you think,
so in essence,
go on ahead Tracy, sorry.
I was listening to the broker, his advice, him saying that they won't let them, that you have to have a decent standard of living even with your repayments. And that's a good thing.
So the fact that the fact that we'll have the kind of, I suppose, safeguards in place, and the 10% deposit is still required, you know, that there's still a level of restrictions on borrowing.
Yeah.
And you think that's still a welcome move?
The only fear I would have is it would drive house prices up.
And you're not the only one concerned about that. I can see on the text today. Listener says the average house in Dublin costs probably 10 or 11 times the average salary. So most single people don't have a hope in hell of trying to buy their own place. And another text here, interesting message from this listener who says, I'm a veterinary surgeon living in Munster. I've €35,000 towards the deposit of my home. But because I'm a single person, I'm getting a lot less than 4 times my wages. I basically won't be able to afford anything close to where I live or want to live, or any commuter towns. I'm completely stuck. I've been to so many viewings and talked with so many different agents about it. It's just that I can't see a light at the end of the tunnel. You see, would somebody like that, Conor, be able to avail of this?
Yeah, well, again, I think it depends on an individual's circumstances and the lender's criteria and whether they meet that across all of the criteria, not just the income piece. So, you know, There are many other aspects that we would look at when profiling a client to see where best to place them. So, you know, I think, as I say, difficult for me to answer around an individual. But what I would say is, you know, what we have found is that people come to us early in their journey. We get them ready. And, you know, while it might not be that they can afford a property exactly where they want to be, people are finding properties and finding their homes and you know, achieving that dream that they want to own home ownership. But it's really a question of getting ready early and having all your ducks in a row. And that's where, I suppose, without wanting to pitch, I think that's where it's really important to engage with a really good mortgage broker to help you through that journey.
Ray Cook from Ray Cook Auctioneers is joining us here on the line as well. Ray, the big concern today among a lot of our listeners, some people think this is an absolutely fantastic idea. Others concerned, though, that it'll just push prices, house prices up even further.
Look, it's very difficult out there for first-time buyers at the moment. We all know that and appreciate that, but increasing their lending capacity is the wrong idea. And we've seen this two or three years ago when the central bank went from 3.5 times to 4 times. House prices went up, you know, an apartment or a house that was at 300, you know, after the next quarter was worth 350, 375. All of a sudden, houses that were at 350 were worth 420. So you can't trust first-time buyers and buyers to not spend the money. If you give them more money, they will spend it. And unfortunately, it will push prices up. We even go back to the Celtic Tiger years, like one of your other, one of the people just were talking about there as well, where first-time buyers, they abolished stamp duty up to, I think it was 317,500. And then all of a sudden, all the houses that were selling for 260, 270, the first bid that you got was 317,500. So it just jumps up. It pushes prices up. And you can't, look, I know it's very difficult out there, but if you jump, like, look at it this way. If there's a couple on 100,000 at the moment, you know, they can get maybe 400,000. Now, all of a sudden, with NUA, they can get 500,000. So that isn't good.
Yeah, but they're
going
to still have to have the €50,000 house deposit, though. Like, we still have the safeguard in place with the 10% first-time buyer's deposit that'll be required.
But if you give more people more money, you'll push house prices up. Because then all of a sudden, instead of them going to buy a property for 350, they can afford another 50,000. They'll bid the 50,000 extra. And it's been proven before when people have gone off and meddled with the property market. They've gone off and put pressure under, at the time, whoever it was, the central bank or the government, to make these changes. They made changes and house prices went up every time we interfere with it. So it is difficult. It's very, very difficult. I do think it's great advertising for NUA, fair play to them. And I do think the 5 times is only going to be for your high earners anyway. It's not going to be for your...
Well, that's the reality of this, isn't it? I mean, it's only going to be a small proportion of buyers that are even likely to take it out in the first instance. Like, not everyone's going to want the prospect of paying back 5 times each month.
No, they won't. But you can't trust them, Andrea. So you can't trust them because if you started giving the money to, just say you're like 80% of the market can only afford up to around 400, 450,000. Okay. So it's only the other 20% that are buying the houses over, just say, the €500,000 houses plus. Okay. But so that's the vast majority, 4 out of 5 buyers. Like I said, if you turned around to them and said, right, instead of 4 times now your salary, it's 4.5 times or 5 times, all of a sudden the price, that 400,000 house will jump up to 500,000 within 3-4 months. And that is a fact.
Yeah. Final word to you, Conor, on this.
Yeah, I think, again, I think we got to be careful of over-sensationalising this. The fact of the matter is the prudential measures mean that the lenders can't go above the exemption limit of go above the 4 times limit for more than 15% of their actual lending. So it's not carte blanche. It will only be for those people that qualify. They have to meet all the other criteria. So it, you know, affordability is the biggest assessment that we do for people. So if they can't afford it, they won't get it. So I think, you know, we do have to be very careful of over sensationalizing this. It happens today in the market that you can get more than 4 times income from
But is that not very rare, Conor? that you're getting? Because it's already...
As I say, it can be up to 15% of a bank's lending every year. So while they don't actually go to that level of it because they're being prudent, they would 10 to 12% of lending would be above the four times limit. So this isn't new to the market. 5% is a headline number. Or five times, I should say, is a headline number. But today, as I said earlier, you can get 4.5 times, 4.75 times from the pillar banks. So
it's not new,
right? It's not new. And NUA are a fantastic addition to the market. But they are quite a niche lender. So, you know, they don't have a huge percentage of the market today. So I think we just got to be very careful that we don't look at this as some sort of return to Celtic Tiger lending type.
Well, that's something, as I said at the outset, they've denied as well. Listener views on this, right? Bring in the French system, says this texter. If you offer the asking price, the house is immediately taken off the market. You don't have these bidding wars. Another listener tells me, isn't a large part of today's housing crisis due to the fact that so many people are actually choosing to remain single while wanting to purchase a house? The fact remains that it was always much more difficult for single people to buy a property compared to a couple. For obvious reasons, it's never going to change. Find a partner, simply suggests this listener. And finally, when the government started giving grants to first-time buyers, all it did was increase the price of the new properties quite dramatically. Increasing income multiples will have the same effect. Supply and demand isn't that complicated, actually. There's just a shortage of properties in the market. If you give purchasers extra buying power in the market where supply is already an issue, all that's going to happen is the price will increase. The email is lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. That's Conor McGowan from Finance Solutions. Tracy and Barbara, thanks for getting in touch. Ray Cook and Chrissy Hughes. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.